many of us can relate more, perhaps, to a man like Jehoshaphat than we can to a man like Elijah. I don't read of any failures in the life of Elijah, or at least until after the great battle. Jehoshaphat was not really that way. There was that which God had to deal with him about, wasn't there? There was failure in his life, and John mentioned it. He may want to say a few things, but the Lord had to deal with and rebuke this man because he made an alliance with the ungodly. He joined the people of God to the people of this world. Sometimes we think we can do that. We can walk hand in hand with the world, and we can also walk hand in hand with the Lord of glory, and we somehow feel that he is going to compromise his standard for us. He learned, we will learn. God does not drop his standard for you and I. If the standard is lowered, I have attempted to lower it. It's really remained the same. This man found that. And God dealt with him, didn't he? And we come then to really some things of that. But I think it's a wonderful place we find this man in when we begin to read about him. We begin to see that, yes, Jehoshaphat feared, and he set himself to seek the Lord. He proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Anyone here that has not needed help? I've never been in that position. I found many times that help was just exactly what I needed. The Lord to come alongside, to come in difficult circumstances, and to give the support and the energy and to enable one to go on for him. Here was a man of God that was faced with this. Now it's important that when we need help, we go to the right source of help, isn't it? That's what we learn here. He's going to ask help of the Lord.
In this portion is verse 12. It says, "Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless before the great multitude who are coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you." It shows how they're up against a big wall, and their eyes are on him, and this shows their faith. And sometimes we can't even have faith in him in the littlest things. And this really shows the faith of these guys.
What kind of fear is this in verse 3? I don't know what others think. I'm sure there was a sense of natural fear against the enemy that had come up against them. But I believe also there is encompassed in this the fear of God. A man that has been restored unto the Lord, a man that is in a position, a place of responsibility, and he feared. And I love the thought here. He set himself. He set himself to seek the Lord. Have I done that? Is that a part of my life that I stop in a busy world where everyone is asking for my attention? Everything is clamoring to be heard. Everyone wants to have a part, and the child of God comes aside. He sets himself. He takes the time to be before the Lord. He or she realizes this is more important for me to begin the Lord this day with him than anything else that I will face. He set himself to seek the Lord. Now, you know, if you're seeking the Lord, do you believe that he'll be found? Is he going to hide himself from you? Is he going to go here or here or here? No. Seek ye the Lord early while he may be found. This is what the proverb says, isn't it?
Joseph finds himself. I'm sorry.